school to see that she was all right, of course, but
in
these years, with the restorations and with travel and with age and that time, I haven't been to Charleston in several years. Excuse me now.
I'm going to have to take you to Spain.
Hello? It's a 2-hour deal here. After this week, we can do it any other day, but Saturday, if it's more convenient.
Okay. Makes no difference to me. Whatever's convenient for you.
Well,
this is all I'm doing this summer, so I'm at your convenience.
Oh, I see. Well, well then we'll just do it one morning early before it gets hot or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where were we?
Well, we're talking about. Well, I was thinking. You know, lots of people have in Augusta have had that I've talked to have always gone to the coast in the summertime, and so on.
Oh yes, but now.
Particularly when you were small.
Yes, now when we were small, we went down to Beaufort because my aunt, Port Royal, was where you dressed up and went down. Port Royal is out from Beaufort and you could get to it in the craziest ways, and they always took a steamer trunk and all that kind of stuff to get to Port Royal. So as children, we went there a few times, but after we were bigger, there's no place for Presbyterians to go except Montreat, up in the mountains of North Carolina. And you go up there and you can do anything you want to. There's always preaching, there's always singing, but you don't have to participate. That's just there. They have lovely hotels with big wide verandas, and I remember one summer Hen Martin North and Bill Walker went up with us. We just finished in high school and up we went. And if you like the mountains, and if you can swim in the cold water they have up there, it's as cold as Massachusetts, I think. It's but it was pleasant enough, and it was a vacation. And then, of course, even more than that, I think there were three summers when we were growing up that we went into Canada to see our grandparents in Canada. And to go up to Montreal was fine. But the grandfather Watson, I think now that he was a man very farsighted, and he went out to Alberta, to Edmonton. Now I have a friend out there, and she says it's the most beautiful city in Canada because it's so new and clean and fresh. And when we were there, it was almost outland, you know. The store sat here, and you could look down the street, and there was a Hudson Bay post there for furs. There was some on across the street, the Royal Mounted Police on the other side. And then when you did get into the little town, well, it was just a town. Mm-hmm. But it was just like undeveloped land around here for so many years, and then all of a sudden, suburbs. Mm-hmm. It's a very nice name for all that. And we went there. And of course, that would take a whole summer because my mother would take us out of school in May and not bring us back until September. Mm-hmm. And children now can pick up a language faster than anybody.
Yeah.
And she had a way of kind of giving a little clip in the mouth, you know. Well, you don't know. Why don't? What are you talking like? Those Canadians up there? And she told my father, and she'd say, make them stop talking like that. Well, that was a different dialect up there, because there were so many foreigners there, and there were many, many Russians there that could get in. I'm sure they just stole in like the Mexicans do now.
Uh-huh.
But Montreal then was a lovely big city, and my father's home was just 30 miles out, Morrisburg.